B-Pod Studios.
Well, interesting college basketball news announced this week. Man who spent his entire life in Philadelphia coaching college basketball and doing it at a high, very high level, taking a new job, leaving the city. Hard to believe, but it's a great opportunity, I think, for one Phil Martelli, who joins us on the Comcast Business Highline. Phil, how you doing?
Mike, how are you?
I'm doing good. I got to get your general feeling about this. How good of an opportunity is this for you at this stage of your life?
This is spectacular. I had a lot of conversations with people over 7 or 8 weeks, and a CEO friend of mine told me, don't rush, don't settle, but when an opportunity grabs your heart, you're going to know it. And the first moment that I spoke to Juwan Howard, which was May 20th, I went, this is real, this is the deal, and if this comes to fruition, it's going to be a spectacular next chapter. So everything about it. And over the course of time, I had lines in the water for NBA International. Would I go overseas and coach? Would I do broadcasting? Would I engage with the NCAA, with the NABC? Were there opportunities with younger coaches to come in and mentor them? And none of those grabbed my heart. I was pursuing several different options, all in basketball, but this call, that one call, changed the whole equation for me.
You clearly wanted to continue coaching, and now it's in a different realm. I mean, the thing you've known for a long period of your life is to be a head coach. So, like, in talking to Juwan Howard, what sold this on you to be an assistant?
His humbleness, number one. Number two, his love of his school. He didn't take that job. He could have stayed in the NBA. He could have been an associate head coach with the Timberwolves. And if you talk to people in that world, he was on the track to be a head coach in the NBA. This was the college job that he would take, and it's not a job for him. And I spoke to him after his press conference last week, and I said, Juwan, I know it was genuine and it was real, but the fact that you cried at your press conference, first of all, you grabbed me because you know that I'm an emotional guy. But number two, you grabbed every mother of every recruit in this country. We can now go into every living room in this country because you're the real deal. You're not an NBA two-time champion. You're not a guy that played in two Final Fours. You're not a guy that played 19 years in the NBA. You're a real human being. And so I would say his humbleness in wanting direction and wanting help, and knowing that he needs help, and then his love of school. Those were the two things. And then, Mike, after that, I researched him. I didn't know that much about Juwan, but I researched him, and he gets drafted fifth in the NBA, ironically, by John Nash, coached first time in the NBA by Jim Lynham. And he graduates the next year from Michigan with his class before there's online courses. This guy was a rookie making, you know, let's say he was making $1 million. He's carrying textbooks around on buses and planes and in hotel rooms so that he could graduate with his class, which he promised his grandmother that he would do. I then went to the personal section and said, well, this guy has, let's be conservative and say he has $100 million having played basketball. What's his family like life? What's his family life like? Married since 2002, tries to attend every single one of his two sons' basketball games. He's legit. And then, you know, as I stated in an article somewhere, an NBA source said to me, because I was trying to check it out too, he was checking me and I was checking him. The guy said to me, look, let me put it in simple terms for you. He is Jameer Nelson-like. I said, sold. Now I just hope that we can do this.
Yeah,
hope,
that was Stan Van Gundy that said that to you, I guess.
It was one of the Van Gundys.
Yeah.
I talked to both of them,
uh-huh.
And I'm leaning to being Jet, but the story's the story.
All right. Now, you said something interesting, that you're going to be able to go into every living room. Now, this is a different situation here. This is because you're going to be able to recruit McDonald's All-Americans. And one thing in Michigan, they've said that Beilein did a great job, but they wanted to get the highest profile player. What you want as the head man, and you're an assistant, you're going into living rooms that you haven't been in before. Right?
But it's Juwan. I have to make sure that the table set, along with the other assistants, we have to make sure that the table set, we have to make sure that we've put him on the proper plane. And he's going to be Juwan Howard, the coach. He's not going to be Juwan Howard, the Fab Five member. He's not going to be a two-time NBA. But we're going to have that clip, and we're going to say, this is who you're going to trust your son to play for. And then all of the other things that Michigan offers away from basketball and away from facilities. This is an extraordinary opportunity, and I'm not hesitating and saying, oh, well, you know what? I never got into a McDonald's All-American home. No, it's not about me. I have to make sure that I do the work and put him in a position. The head coach is the closer, and I have real belief that this guy's going to become one of the best closers in the country.
Let me ask you this. With all these players that are going to be great players that you're going to get, what kind of a different teacher will you have to be?
That's an interesting question. But teaching basketball and imparting knowledge about, you know, how to grow up and do all those things, you can mix and match if you want.
What I'm saying is, you might get some brattier players. You might get some guys
that put up with it. Here's his point. He wants talent. He absolutely wants talent. But right on that same plane, he wants character. There's not going to be any nonsense. Mm-hmm. Believe me, there's not going to be any nonsense. He does not engage the fool, and I feel great about that. And there'll be no compromising of, you know, my values or
the Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Fanatic.
Me questioning my teaching.
You're a lifelong Philadelphian. You're a specific type. And this is Ann Arbor, Michigan. Now I know you might not think it's a transition, but it is. So how are you reconciling that dynamic?
I signed up today to have my Daily News and my Philadelphia Inquirer mailed to me in Ann Arbor. I also am now studying, Mike, I'm going to share something with you. I'm hoping that people in Michigan don't hear this because I haven't been to campus yet. But Mike, I've been to one college football game in my life. 1975, I saw Temple and Penn State play at Franklin Field. Tickets provided by Dick Hoop Weiss. Penn State won 26-25. So when somebody says, what's it going to be like Michigan Notre Dame on a Saturday night? I have no idea. I've never been to a college football game. So I'm excited about that. My wife is going to stay in media and at the Jersey Shore. I'm going to get a furnished apartment, condo, whatever that would be. And it's a 70-minute flight to Detroit. And I have work to do. And so I get it. I feel it. I will watch every pitch. I'll agonize over every pitch. And my thing has always been college basketball and baseball. I know there's a lot of people out there that consider me a guru in football. Those are my things. And I'm working college basketball, and there's plenty of ways to watch the Phils day after day.
No, I got it. Now, so Judy did not want to make the Ann Arbor trek.
No, we actually discussed this way, Mike. If she goes and we pack up and say everything's good, and 2 months in, she's looking around saying, what am I supposed to do? I know you're going away for 3 days.
Right.
You know, where's my circle of friends? And and she's the premier babysitter for my three grandkids that live in Media. And now she has the freedom to go to Rhode Island to visit the three grandkids there, my son and daughter-in-law, or go to Richmond. She'll come and go, and we've worked in all kinds of things in terms of you know, how and when, and when the schedule comes out, so that it's appropriate. And we have no greater example in this city than Ed Stefanski. Ed Stefanski has worked in Toronto and Memphis and New Jersey and now Detroit. He didn't move to those places. He lives there, and his wife comes and goes, and he has a beautiful place in Devon and a place down the shore. So,
well, you're going to be all basketball and all Ann Arbor.
I'm Philly, though.
I know you. I know you are. Listen, I'm worried about the transition for you there. You're going to turn into an Ann Arborite. And like Michigan plays Penn State. If I'm not mistaken, your dad was a Penn State guy, football guy, right?
Mom,
he was a paternal guy.
My father left the train the day that they told Joe that he had to go.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're on board with the Wolverines when they play Penn State.
Yeah, as long as I can get in with Harbaugh and go over like some special teams plays that I've concocted in my head.
I'm sure you'll find a way to do that. All right, last question. I got to ask you this because when the news first came down, the St. Joe news, you were kind of bitter about it and you felt that it was an unjust thing. You've had time to step away from it now. How do you feel about the St. Joe situation?
The way I ended my statement that to waste time on wondering what happened to me rather than being blessed that this has happened for me, that's exactly how I feel. I have a lot of tremendous memories, and I have lifelong friendships. And I now work at the University of Michigan, and I'm driving looking through the windshield, not at the rearview mirror.
Well, listen, best of luck. I know that it's going to be a powerhouse that you're going to be involved in. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun for you to be in that kind of an element of college basketball where you can actually compete for a national championship. It's got to be, you have to have anticipated that, right?
That's exactly what I've said to Juwan. My goal at this point in time is to see him standing on the sideline coaching in the national championship game. And everything that I do will be dedicated to making that happen.
And the whole crew's coming back now. Jalen's back in the fold. C-Web back in the fold. You know, you're going to have to deal with the 5'5".
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to need your help. You know those long shorts that you... I've seen you sport those long shorts at the Jersey Shore. Could you send me a pair of Michigan shorts?
I got those Michigan shorts. A Philly guy was the manager of that team, sent me a pair of those.
I know you have them. I'm not joking. I do my reconnaissance. I know exactly what's going on.
That's nice. Listen, man, best of luck to you. Great talking to you, and we'll talk.
And then the one other thing, Mike, is when the Phillies are playing in the playoffs in October, I think I'll make a recruiting trip to the East so I can be in the ball yard.
Yeah, well, I know you're a Philly guy, and you got to be hurting a little bit with McCutchen, but Jay Bruce had another double today.
What's the score today?
It's 1-0. No, it's 4-1 San Diego. What happened? That was 1-0 a second ago. Arrieta blew up?
Real fast, gentlemen. A 3-run home run given up by Arrieta. Oh. Then a solo shot right after that is now 4-1.
Two bombs Arrieta's giving up, Phil.
He's giving up a lot of home runs.
Yes, he is.
He's giving up a lot of home runs.
All right, brother.
I appreciate you, Mike.
Thanks, man. We'll talk.
All right.
There he is, Phil Martelli.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.